This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we continue down the Roman road to salvation, we're going to move on from our first lesson as we notice that all accountable man have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin, the consequence of that sin is death, but that God made it possible that we should not die, but that we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans chapter 6, and verse 23. But we also notice that Jesus Christ is God's Son. In Romans chapter 8, and verse 32, we see that he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Well, we understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was resurrected from the dead, as he states there, but delivered him up for us all. We also understand that he died, he that spared not his own Son. And so we understand then that the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that it did indeed happen. Jesus did indeed die, but that he also, after being buried, rose again from the dead. And so, what does one need to do upon learning such a thing? One needs to believe that that is indeed the case, as we see in Romans 10 and verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Man needs to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Man needs to believe that Jesus is God. He's been resurrected. He is not in the grave any longer, but he's been resurrected from the dead. He now sits on the right hand of God. And upon believing that, man needs to be willing to repent, change his mind, no longer doing his own will, no longer basing his salvation on his own form or pattern of righteousness, but basing his salvation by obeying God's righteousness, God's plan and way. As Paul states in Romans 10, again, in verse 1, he's referring to Israel. He says that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, verse 2. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. They have not yet repented. They have not changed their mind to put away their own way of thinking, their own pattern of righteousness, and to now embrace God's way, true righteousness. And so one needs to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but upon doing so, one needs to then change his mind that he's going to do what God has commanded through the authority of Jesus Christ. And so we see then, upon belief, that Romans 10 and verse 10 goes on to state, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now oftentimes, the denominational world would stop here. The denominational world would end somewhere here, probably within chapter 10 of the book of Romans. They would have skipped over Romans chapter 3 all the way to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Generally, Romans 3, 23, maybe Romans 5, 8, Romans then 6, 23, and then jumping over to Romans 10. Nowhere generally in between Romans 5, 8 and Romans 6, 23 would be covered. And usually, just a few verses, if any, are covered in between Romans 6:23 and Romans 10. Sometimes Romans 8:1 is referred to. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Again, Romans 8 and verse 32 was referred to already. But other than these few verses, there's not much more referred to by the denominational world regarding the Roman road to salvation. But as we're going to notice in our next lesson, there are some key verses, especially in between Romans 5 and verse 8 and Romans 6, 23, and after Romans chapter 10, that one needs to understand if one is going to take a Roman road all the way to salvation. I don't want to take a road that's going to dead end in Nashville if I'm leaving from Raleigh, if I want to go all the way to Memphis. If I'm taking a road to Memphis, I don't want to take a road that's going to dead end in Nashville. Well, the denominational world sadly takes many people on a Roman road that dead ends here at Romans 10 and verse 10, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and it stops. Folks are told then nothing more is required of them in order to have salvation. And once they've confessed with their mouth, they're saved, and there's nothing more that will happen to them, because once they're saved, they're always saved. Well, is that what the book of Romans teaches? We're going to look. We're going to finish down the full and complete road of Romans to salvation in our next lesson.